As entrepreneurs, we all need a tremendous amount of energy. We've got to serve our clients well. We've got to nail that client experience. We've got to attract new clients. We've got to build the systems in place. We've got to monetize it. And we've got to have a life. Well, to do that, that requires energy. And we are really entrepreneur athletes. And one of the big challenges for athletes is training. They spend 90% of their time training for 10% of the events. What do we do as entrepreneurs? Not much. We're fully engaged 110%. Today, I have an unbelievably talented expert, the Mojo Coach, who's going to show you how to get the energy you need to have not only the life that you want for your business, but the life that you want for your life. Debbie Silber is just an amazing individual. She's extremely talented in the fitness, weight loss, personal development, author, speaker, you know, been on the TV shows, Dr. Oz, and you know, all the others. But she's here today so that you can have your mojo, so you can have the energy to perform at your highest level in your business as well as your life. I'm John Bowen. We're at AESNation.com. Stay tuned. You're going to be glad you did.
Success? No way. You want amazing, remarkable, exceptional breakthroughs. Dig deep. Think bold. Drive hard. Watch yourself soar beyond your dreams. AESNation.com.
Debbie, I am so excited to have you here. You know, we've got a mutual friend, Thaddeus Galla, who's helped me a lot on all the things that we're talking about today. And I know how big a change it can make. And he said, you are the one that's out there making a huge difference. So thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Well, Debbie, you know what? I want to dive back in. And, you know, when we go and we talk about the Mojo Coach, I want to hear the backstory, because I know you've got some great recommendations of how, as entrepreneurs, how we can have the energy. We can, you know, it's not time management, it's energy management. And, you know, how can we position ourselves for it? But, you know, I love the term Mojo Coach. You know, how did this come about?
You know what, my clients did it. So it was 2008, and I had this full-time business as a dietitian, master's in nutrition, and personal trainer. So imagine a full-time business, four kids, four dogs, we have six now, husband, home, and trying to do it all. And every entrepreneur shaking their head like, yep, trying to do it all. Well, I started getting sick. And first I had these symptoms, but I was too busy. So I just blew them off. And then the symptoms turned into conditions. Again, too busy, blew them off, illnesses, and eventually full-blown disease. And your body will speak louder and louder until you pay attention. And that got my attention. You know, while I had this business, I also had these really toxic relationships. I mean, way too much stress and just really trying to be everything to everyone all the time. So this knocked me out. I couldn't get out of bed. I mean, you name it, I had it. And I had a feeling it had to have something to do with the relationships I had and with the way I was living. So I had surgery. And while I healed, I studied to become a whole health coach. And that's a health expert trained to teach how your lifestyle could be creating either health or wellness or illness and disease. And while I was going through that program, I learned that, you know what, on some level, the thoughts I was thinking and the stress I was under and the people I was really spending my time with were at the root of it all. So I thought, well, I really have nothing to lose. I lost it all. What would happen if I changed those things? Because I had the nutrition and fitness part down. I said, what would happen if I changed those other areas of life? And I did. And over the next 9 months, I healed. I healed from everything. Got my mojo back. Started working with clients again, but this time in such a different way. They got their mojo back. They started calling me the Mojo Coach. And my complete transformation system was born. And that's all I've been doing ever since.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, it's unfortunate. So many of us, you know, have that something that knocks us down. I mean, I hadn't been sick in a long time. I got walking pneumonia last year, early in the year. And it was... I don't think I've ever been in bed for 2 weeks ever. And I don't have all the kids and all, you know, that you had. And, but it's what we really want to do today is to keep all our fellow entrepreneurs, not to wait for the, you know, the heart attack, the walking pneumonia, the, you know, anything, but let's be proactive. We're so proactive in so much of our life and we let our health go. Debbie, why don't you share, you know, so I mean, getting your mojo back. I mean, this is, you know, I'm ready. You know, we're talking about it and we think about it, you know, from, you know, I'm going to start with a body perspective, you know, getting the energy and all that, you know, how do you help someone, you know, the fellow entrepreneurs that they're listening to us on the podcast, audio podcast, or if they're watching us on the video podcast, how do they go about getting started on this?
Well, you know, the first thing you mentioned, those different illnesses or diseases, sometimes they are the greatest gift. You know, sometimes you need that crisis, that illness, tragedy, or trauma to shake you up and really have you consider, hey, is this all there is? What am I doing here? But and that's the greatest motivator sometimes. But as from a preventative standpoint, we don't realize as entrepreneurs how our health and our energy and all of these other aspects of wellness really bring us to the top of our game. And there are really four areas that we need to pay attention to in order to look, feel, and live our best. And you know, you mentioned fitness or eating well. Those are huge steps in the right direction, and that's more than many. But by no means is that the whole enchilada. You know, I was doing that and thinking, okay, that's all I needed, and I crashed and burned. But, you know, if you imagine a table, like four legs on a table, mm-hmm. right? You knock out a leg, the table is shaky and unstable, we're the same way. So one leg of that table would be body. And by body, I mean what you're eating, how you're moving. Just in that area alone, you can have tons of energy. And the first thing I'll do with someone is they may be addicted to sugar for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Week one, we knock out that sugar addiction because they're powerless with that addiction. And when you are just you know, just sitting there dealing with cravings or low energy or brain fog or just really not liking how you feel physically, mentally, and emotionally, how could you possibly present yourself as the entrepreneur you want to be?
Let me stop you here just for a second because this is pretty personal. I was really actually pretty good at exercise. I always had a trainer and some, you know, very high end. I got a gym here. You know, I have no excuse for doing that. But I was addicted to sugar. I didn't eat well and so on. I had all the problems that go with it. And I just felt that if I exercised more, that would be enough. And I'll tell you, it wasn't. So everybody out there, you know, if you're thinking you can do that, it's not. And it was amazing. I didn't know if I could ever get off it. And it took, it is a detox because it was about 2 weeks of kind of like, and then, you know, now I have absolutely no craving, the clarity, the energy. I mean, it's just been amazing, Debbie. So I wanted to bring that up.
There's such a difference. You know, there's a saying, I've been a trainer for close to 25 years. You can't out-train a bad diet. And the way the Complete Transformation System works, it's in order for a reason. And we do nutrition first because what happens is, if you do like what you were saying, when you do fitness first, the best you'll do is break even. And then what happens is you get so frustrated because you're putting the time in, you're putting the energy in, you're putting the effort in, and it's not showing itself. So by starting with nutrition and really getting that down, you'll feel so much better. And then you'll gain confidence saying, oh, wow, look what I can do. And then from there, you're more willing to take on fitness.
Well, and give me some ideas, you know, for what level, you know, should we be as an entrepreneur? We're fully engaged, we're running businesses, we've got a home life, we've got kids, we've got oftentimes grandkids and so on. And as we have more success, what happens is there's more demands on our time and trying to fit all these things in, and some of us, I'm out probably entertaining about every other night, you know, watching nutrition. I use that as an excuse in the past, but you know, how do we deal with these things?
Well, the first thing when it comes to nutrition, it's just strategy and pre-planning. That's huge. You know, I have private label nutrition bars and shakes. I just don't go a day without them because like with the bar, you just have to unwrap it and eat it. And so it's so easy and it's so portable. And when you don't have what you need, you're kind of at the mercy of what's available. Mm-hmm. And what's available, chances are isn't going to be nearly as healthy as what you can have with you. So number one, we need to be prepared. And when you think about your day, you know, if you're going to be out all day, okay, well, what are the choices that you're going to make? How can you navigate that day so you feel good about the choices? You know, what restaurants can you go to, or even within any restaurant, what are choices that you can make there where you feel good about it? And that's success as far as eating. But I think so many of us are following that very old model of mm-hmm. eating too, like where it's, you know, a calorie in equals a calorie out, or weight loss has to be slow to be sustained, or low fat, or everything in moderation. That couldn't be further from the truth. I truly feel like finding all my clients from 20-something years ago and apologizing.
Well, and what we've done, I'm going to tell fellow entrepreneurs, if you decide to go on this program, you know, kind of program like this, and you're not doing it, I mean, I eat as much as I have ever eaten, and I just eat healthier, and I enjoy it, and, you know, the food's fantastic, and you lose the weight, the whole thing, you have the energy. So it doesn't have to be hard, but I think the big part you said, Debbie, that's so true is you have to pre-plan it. I mean, you can't leave it for chance.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, I think we have such a diet mentality, and we think that it has to be painful and it has to be all about deprivation. And so often I'll get, oh, what do you mean? I can't have my bagel. I can't have this or that. And I'm looking at it saying, you haven't lived in a body that's made you feel good for how many years now? Tell me what deprivation really is.
I have a wife of 35 years, and she has, you know, she does not gain weight. She's looking at me and going, she's always encouraged me to get in shape and so on, a great spouse, great partner. And when she was watching what I was eating initially, she goes, that cannot be a diet. Because we all come at it from that mindset that it has to be, you know, and oftentimes prepackaged exact calorie count, and it doesn't have to be anywhere near that at all.
Not at all. Any program that I'm putting somebody on is truly the way to eat for vibrant health, for energy, for weight loss, and for life. I mean, it's not the kind of thing where there's a finish line and you go off. I just had a client leave my office about an hour ago. She's down 55 pounds, and we were talking about it. She said, I can't really see ever eating any differently. And that's the beauty. You don't have to.
Yeah, no, and that's really, I mean, I looked at it, it's a lifestyle change. And once you get past the first couple of weeks of it, it becomes actually fairly easy, and you can't imagine going back. I mean, why would you? And then the next, you gave me the four, and I want to go to your next one. Mind, you know, this mindset. I mean, mind, the games that our mind plays, you know, with everything going on in life and all the noise and the messaging, you know, how do we get a handle on that?
Well, this is huge. So let's just imagine, you know, now you have your eating down, you have your fitness down, but your mindset can take you out. And these are it's all about the beliefs that we have. And here's what a belief is. A belief is no more than the repetition of an idea from someone you trust. That's it. So someone said something to you enough times that you trusted, it became your belief system. Now this could really serve you, or it could really hold you back, and we don't question it. So what I invite everybody to do is write down these few things. I'm so dot, dot, dot. I can't dot, dot, dot. I'll never dot, dot, dot. And when you have some time, see what flows there. You may hear someone's voice, probably your mother's. and you're going to hear, those are all the subconscious behaviors and beliefs that are absolutely sabotaging you. You know, it's almost like if you picture an iceberg, 10% of that iceberg is above the surface, right? But 90% is below. What's wrecking the ship isn't the 10% above, it's that 90%. Those are our subconscious beliefs. So what's showing up in our lives, it's because of that 90% below.
No, and what I like, Debbie, that is so available now is the insights from professionals like yourselves and others that can provide us this framing, because, you know, we have, you know, I don't want to beat up on my mom too much, but she had different sets of information, you know, and certainly other sources as well. And we use that, you know, the mind very quickly creates shorthand, and we create this, you know, whole process of you know, we do this, this, and this, and we get into routines, we get into habits, and then, you know, we don't seek new information, and we expect, you know, the definition of insanity, keep on doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results. I think I lost over 1,000 pounds over my life, and I'm 59, I'm pretty sure that amount, and, you know, and I've been able to keep on 225, so I mean, you know, at 6'3", and I got another 20 that I need to go down, but I didn't have the right framing, and that's where I love, you know, today's technology. You're able to share your message more broadly, and really these insights and new knowledge that's been done, you know, both on the body and the mind.
Oh, it's so true. And this is where I'll see somebody and they'll say, Debbie, I have been, you name it, I've been to every dietitian, I've been to every nutritionist, and I keep gaining and losing the same amount. And that's one of the biggest issues. If we don't address the mindset, you'll go back to your default setting. And maybe, you know, and I'll ask them, what's the benefit of keeping that weight on? And they'll look at me like, what are you, crazy? But these are things that we need to address. Like, for example, I'll have people who'll come to me, let's say, you know, a wife, and she'll lose about 30 pounds, sabotage herself. And so I'll go deeper and I'll say, well, what happens when you're 30 pounds down? And she'll say, well, you know, I feel really confident. I'm feeling a little bit sexy. How does your husband feel? Threatened, jealous, insecure. So what does she do? Subconsciously puts it all back so she doesn't rock the boat, right? So we need to know how our mind is working here so we know it's coming and we can address it and move through it.
No, that's great. And let's go to the next one is sure. One, you know, image. And, you know, in the, we have an audience of both male and female entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. little mm-hmm. more because we're successful, they tend to be a little higher in age, and that used to be more male-dominated. Mm-hmm. And you know, us as guys, we don't think image is as important, certainly ladies more. But I got to tell you, this is one that I see over and over again in business, and particularly, mm-hmm. you know, you and I are both on video, if you're watching on video. I mean, image is just important in so much of what we want to do if we're going to inspire other people to action. But how do you help your fellow entrepreneurs on this, Debbie?
Well, you know, your image can be a bridge or a barrier. You can have the most life-changing message, but if your image is bland or off or over the top, you won't be heard. It's going to be too noisy. There's an activity that I do with my clients or groups, and it's an imaging activity, and you see who you are at your physical, mental, and emotional best, and it becomes your bullseye. Because so often we'll say, well, you know, I want to look better or I want to feel better. That's kind of like going to the airport and saying, I want to go on a great trip. Well, yeah. Where is that too? You know, what's the likelihood of getting there? So what we do is make it so bold, bright, vibrant, crystal clear. And then we track back and say, okay, in order for you to have looked this way, how did it start? You know, and I'll see people where they say, well, I was wearing this color or I had this hairstyle. Okay, well, you know what? Go out and get that hairstyle. And what we do is we take those actions until we slowly become. You know, when you think of any single thing that manifests, right? Let's say a book. I'm looking at your beautiful bookshelf there. Any single thing that manifested, it was first a thought that thought expressed and then in physical form. Well, it's the same with us. If we want to become our physical, mental, and emotional best, we have to have that idea. We have to express it and take the actions to become.
Yeah, and you know what I see so often too, Debbie, is there's incongruency between our message that we're putting out in our image. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things what we're all looking for in today's world, it's so busy, you know, and so noisy that we want to work with people who are authentic, that are living their message. And that image, I just think it's something that all of us as entrepreneurs, you know, didn't used to be probably as important. I think it's always been important, but you know, the ability to leverage with technology, you know, all the noise out there, and to get through that, it's just so, so important. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I was going to say it's also helpful if your image really conveys your brand. You know, if you're sort of a corporate person, you have an idea of what that looks like. If you're creative, an image comes to mind that way. So if you have a particular brand, the image really needs to convey that because it's like a PR campaign for you.
Yeah, no, it's funny. This last few days, I was in Beverly Hills with Peter Diamandis, who wrote a book, Abundance, coming out with a new book, Bold. And he's on, you can search on AAS Nation interview. And he had his mastermind group of 250 entrepreneurs, and There was the person, Craig Venter, who had sequenced the first human gene. There was the fellow who started the virtual reality on computer, Second Life, and now more, and the head of IBM's Watson computer program, and just on and on and on. And it was just interesting, all the different images that were there. But I can tell you, these are some of the most successful entrepreneurs that were at this event, and everybody had congruency. Yeah. And it's just, you know, and it's such a powerful message. You know, the person from IBM showing up with a hoodie just would not work. You know, there were definitely some technology, machine language people who are kind of the geeks that had that, and they looked the part. But, you know, in today's world, if you're going to stand up on a whatever your platform is to get your message out, it's critical. Mm-hmm. What about lifestyle, Debbie?
This is huge. It's just as important as the others. This is really stress and your relationships and toxicity and sleep. Like stress, for example, stress creates aging, weight gain, illness, and disease. In other words, it makes us sick, fat, old, and exhausted. So how as an entrepreneur can we possibly be at the top of our game if we have this chronic, overwhelming, unmanaged stress? It's impossible.
Yeah, no, and one of the things I always think about in business, that we're in business not for more business, we're in business for more life. We want to support the quality of life that we want, but, you know, particularly young entrepreneurs, and it's probably because old guys can't do it, but the young entrepreneurs, we're charging, we're going to make our money, we're going to make enough money so that we can have a good life. And what I see is a lot of these young people burning themselves out. And then they need the money to buy the good health design a little more conscious decision on life.
It's so true. And we don't, you know, I do stress testing. So I actually see internally what's going on. And they may look great, but I know they're a mess. And illnesses and diseases are inevitable. When that's, you know, when that's what we do and when that's, you know, how we're headed. And your body doesn't know or doesn't care if the stress you feel is real or imagined. I mean, your body's wired to keep you safe. So like if a car is coming at you, you're going to jump the curb to safety. You ignite that stress response. But with chronic stress, it's as if you're jumping to the curb to safety 24/7. And over time, you can imagine how that can completely and totally exhaust your body.
No, it is such a big deal, and I see it over and over again that, you know, we've got to have the energy to be able to accomplish what we want and really get our message out there to create the value in the world that we can, and we can so leverage it. Tell me, you know, I've got these four. How do I get started if I've ignored it? I mean, and it's, you know, our studies of entrepreneurs, it's about 15% of us are really, we've got our act together in each of these. It doesn't mean that we're totally right and the whole thing, but we're working. Mm-hmm. Then there's some that kind of dance around each of your four. Mm-hmm. And then there's a whole group that they're going to get to it. How do we help each of those groups kind of work through this?
Sure. Well, even on that fourth leg, it's stress, it's relationships, toxicity, sleep. There's a lot going on that one leg. But here's what I would do. You know, overall, every single thing you do takes you only one of two ways, further or closer to the body, energy, health, life, lifestyle you want. So if you make a commitment and a decision to do something that brings you towards what you want, consistently over time, you'll slowly get there. Having said that, what I would invite everybody to do is take a look at each of those legs, body, mind, image, and lifestyle. One of those is going to be an area that hasn't gotten the amount of attention that it needs. And within that area, what would happen if you said, okay, what can I do to tweak that? So for example, let's take body. Can you drink a little more water? Can you move a little more, right? Can you cut sugar? What can you do? Mindset. Can you take a look at some of those subconscious beliefs and behaviors and start creating some new ones that actually serve you with image? Can you show up, you know, the way you want to until you slowly become, even if it doesn't feel right in the beginning, until you do? And lifestyle. Take a look at those relationships you have. Take a look. Are they inspiring, encouraging, supportive? Or do you feel drained, depleted, and uninspired when you spend time with someone? You'll know if they're actually good or bad for your emotional and mental health, and good for your physical health too.
Yeah, this is great. And these are so important for all of us. I want to go to the next segment, though.
Sure.
And this is the book of the day. And you are out there making a huge difference. You know, fellow entrepreneurs, what was one of the books that inspired you?
You know, I remember reading a book and the tears were streaming down my eyes, where I just, down my face, and I just knew this just really resonated with me. It's a very small book, Og Mandino, The Greatest Salesman in the World. Yeah, I just loved it. It's a short little book, but it hits, if you're an entrepreneur, it'll hit you right between the eyes.
Yeah, and put the link on the website for all the show notes and everything. I'll put it up on Amazon now. And I have to say, I haven't read it in a long time. I love the book. It's one of those that you can revisit. I'm sure there are people that are reading it every single year. I'm going to encourage everyone to do it because it is an inspiring book as well, and particularly if you want to get your message out there. So let's go to the next segment. And here I want to look at application of the day. And Debbie, you know, you travel a bit, you've got, you know, your smartphone like pretty much all of us have now. What are what's an app that's really resonating with you?
There are three that I use almost daily. One is my Kindle app. If I'm waiting online, you know, if I'm waiting for anything, waiting to pick up one of my kids somewhere, I'm reading. So this way my book is always with me. That's a must. The next is Square Up. And this way I never want to have a barrier for why someone can't buy from me. if they want to get something and they say, oh, I don't have cash on me, no problem. We can ring it up right on my phone, right on my credit card right now. So that's another one. And the third, this is the whole busy parent one. I cook for my family, but to be honest, sometimes, you know, you don't have all the ingredients that you need. There's an app, it's called All Recipes, and I love it because you put in what you have. So let's say you look in your refrigerator and you have chicken. You just type in chicken and you'll get like a zillion recipes with chicken all rated. And then I'll look and I'll say, okay, I have those ingredients. I know how to swap out some of the ingredients to make it even healthier. So it's just a simple way for me to just make dinner using what I have.
No, it's great. I mean, when we're all so busy, one of the things I love about apps is that you've got all these great tools. I mean, you know, all three of them that you talked about, the Kindle, I do. And I, now with the iPhone 6, it's big enough that you feel like you can read a book. So I have that. And certainly the ability to do commerce at any place is not a bad thing. And then the eating part, I mean, I'm with you on all three. Let's go to the next segment, which is sources. And Debbie, you know, you're making a big difference for an awful lot of people. What's available on your website? I'll pull up the Mojo Coach here and put it on the screen.
Right. Well, the site is themojocoach.com. So many different things there, whether it's just if there's a certain level of coaching that somebody wants from me, or if they want my success pack, which are my bars or my shakes, supplements, and fiber. But I have a free gift for everybody, and I would love for them to take a look at that too. It's at themojocoach.com/free.
Okay.
And that's a very special gift just for
you. And I've just put it up on the screen. So what are they going to see there, Debbie?
They're going to see 20 insider secrets to look and feel better ASAP. Also, a lifestyle success tracker, because we know what we measure, we can improve upon. So it's pretty much the areas we spoke about. I came up with this very simple tracking system. So you see how you're doing with your eating, with your exercise, with your just with your lifestyle things and your mindset, all of it. It's all there. And an opportunity to get a 15-minute private Jumpstart Your Mojo session with me.
Well, no, that's a great deal. I appreciate you making it available to everyone. And, this is all about taking action. Everything at Accelerating Entrepreneurial Success. I mean, we're talking about so often just business type things and, you know, going ahead and delivering great experience, attracting clients, scaling up and all this. But it's so important to take the time to, your most valuable asset is you. And it's you know, in your enlightened self-interest, but it's also for your business, your family, your clients. It's all stakeholders taking this action. So let me go to the last segment here. And this is all about key teaching I'm watching. And Debbie, these were great. I mean, I'm going to just go to the four, and I look at the body. And you know, you talked about, you know, nutrition first, and I stated, you know, I didn't learn that. I mean, I learned that at 58. I should have learned it a little earlier than that. Nutrition first, you know, get that movement. You don't have to be crazy. I mean, one of the things that so many of us are not, you know, natural Olympic athlete. Okay, you don't have to be at that level, but you need to get started, as Debbie's saying. You know, the mind, I mean, so much of this is a mindset and really preparing, you know, and setting the stage for that. And then the image we talked about, you know, the congruency part is a big deal to me, is that you are aligned. And then lifestyle. Boy, there is, you know, we can live, I mean, what's in today's world is just such an opportunity to design our life on purpose. You know, everyone listening or viewing this, you have the opportunity to be successful on purpose. And success means different things to different people. But sometimes we get so captured in our entrepreneurial success that we don't pay attention to our lifestyle. And as Debbie said, the, you know, the toxic things that we can bring in and create tremendous amount of stress and really run ourselves down. One of the things that I think is so important, Debbie, on all of this is that with all the advancements in really longevity that are coming down, that all of you, I'm 59, and I'll tell you, if you can keep your body in good shape for the next 15 years, there's a good chance that you can have a great, healthy life until 100. But it's going to take some investment of time, energy, and a little bit of money to do this. So I'm going to wish all of you, you know, great success in living a great, long life, well past 100. I know right now with today's technology, it doesn't seem right. We've been talking about in the presence, but you got to take care of yourself to have that energy. Your clients, your future clients, your family, everyone's counting on you. Don't let them down. We wish you the best of success.
Thank you.
Exceptional, remarkable breakthroughs. AESNation.com.